Abu Noab Oznaom, Rayamasho Moshe Negev, Horobion Barab, Mitzvah, Achai Kay Shalah, Samizek, Shalah, Kolo, Gorish, Gorish, Eschamizek. So it says you should ask the Ozne Aom and the Ozne Aom, and they should ask Isha, each man is with Usa. The Isha man is with Usa, each man is with Eyu, the Isha man is with Usa, the Kasim of Chlezov. They should ask for the Kasim of Chlezov. So the chor, the pashtus over here. I didn't even shame the goyin. I was trying to find a bill in the goyin. I couldn't find it at home. But someone said this pshat to go out the gemahal. The chor, the pashtus over here is that Moshe Ben was mitzav then to ask from their neighbors. Yisrael, play chesed, play zov. The ma'aser later on in the pashtus when they did kedvar Moshe, what does it say? It says that on the parashah, Vayikra Moshe l'chozik bnei Yisrael, we're going to get to the whole thing. And it says at the end of the parashah, Vayechozik bnei Yisrael, Kashif Hashem Hashem, Ahi v'chatzi alayla, the whole thing, Vayisrael, bnei Yisrael osu k'dvar ma v'yish'alu mi mitzrayim, k'lei chesu v'k'lei sov v'smolois, addresses. But my Yisrael, first of all, it adds here v'smolois. Secondly, before, it didn't say you should ask for mitzrayim. It said, Ish Meisrei Eyu. And we know the Gemara, Baba Kamad, Abbav Dajmei Eyu, Veloi Goy. So the Chorz Meishmeh, over here it's Mashmo, in the parasha, the beginning of the parasha, where Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them, each one should take, Meri Eich Meishmei Eyu. Man from his friend, woman from her friend. Who's your friend? Another year, the Gemara Dajmei Eyu, Veloi Avig Lechavim. Then it says what they do, and they show they did Mashmo, they asked for Mitzrayim. And we know the Chor, we always know, we always understood that that was the thing. Klal Yisrael went over around the whole Mitzvah. They asked each one from the Mitzrayim for stuff. What's the pshat over here? You heard this word, no? Oh. So the Chayyur, I think it's going says this word, but what's going on over here? It's Mashmah, the giving of the tzivah. They should ask from their neighbors, and then they went out to Mitzrayim. So the teretz was a vada. The word was to ask from Mitzrayim. And the vada the vote was to be borrowed from Mitzrayim. That was the Knesset of Moshe Ben wanted them to do. Why were they borrowing? So the going right then also because even though they're going to keep it at the end, and that's the whole way they did with power was there. They asked power, we're going to go out for a few days, and we could borrow stuff. The reason was it was media connected media, just like power got them to do the avoida. Derech, trickery. He told them, you know what, come, first we'll work together, power said, and power started working with them. And Paras said, you know what, we'll pay you and this, and we'll get you guys involved in the thing. And then he saw how much they could do, and then he made them into slaves. So the media connected media, that's how Kleiser left Mitzrayim. They first said, we're going to go out for a few days. They borrowed the clothing. So the going was media connected media. But says the going, I think this is the going, says it's not the going, another, it's also a word from a godl. Davin of Ishma Esfeyeu, the pshat was, how are they going to shaft? How are they going to create a rotzoin in the Mitzrayim to want to give to the Yidden? Although the Yidden themselves, the Mitzrayim themselves aren't too fond. Okay, Ma'aseh says Hashem put the Chena on. At the end of the day, why would the Mitzrayim want to give it out as stuff, lend it to the Yidden? Although the Yidden, they were still afraid, but at the same time, they were a little bit angry at the Yidden for taking their gods and everything like that. So it says Hashem gave a spurn bracha of Chen. But besides that, the Ma'aseh Zokta, I think the coin says the pshat was a zay. It started Klaiso, and this is Yisoy Golo. Klaiso, what the tzivoy was, ask from your friend, ask from your neighbor to borrow stuff. By creating an atmosphere, creating a matzav in Mitzrayim, derech you and your shcheinim, that the people want to be givers, you're going to create it's going to create an atmosphere of giving. And the mail to that koyah, that now you created the atmosphere through you lending to your neighbor, you've now impregnated the atmosphere with that koyah of giving. Now it's going to be that koyah is going to be impressed on the Mitzrayim also. The Hainu was stayed all the fitness vort is that a person can create in another person, even if he's not as much of a giver, by the fact that you are acting in such a way, you're able to impress upon the other person, impress upon the people that are not such givers, to be givers also. So that was the pshat. So you ask from your neighbor. But by you asking from your neighbor, you asking from your friend, creating an atmosphere, an environment, everybody's giving, that's going to create that nature, that air, the environment, the atmosphere is going to create an atmosphere that everybody's going to want to start giving, and then Be'ezah Hashem, the Mitzvah, to give also. It's been a burden to get sorted, but I always say over. This is sorted, he has brought out over here, but he's sorted in life, everybody's side. Sometimes you want to impress upon a person to be a giver, and here that's what we're talking about over here, to have more mercy, to be a person that has more of a rachamon. So you could talk about it, and you give speeches about it, and you can give the guy to read Sfarim about it. Here's a good book on giving, here's a good book on chesed, here's a book on charity, and you give him the book and he reads it late into the night, all fine and dandy. But you know another way of impressing upon it? By you being a giver. By you showing the midah of the sinah, the midah of caring, the midah of atvanis, whatever midah it is, that can have a murder that can affect on somebody else. Besides the etzem zach, that lemaisa, you are, he sees you doing lemaisa, there's a school of the gazar boy side. He might point him upon him, the way you act towards someone else, that's how he'll act towards you. And therefore, in a way, if you start to be a giver to that person, you start showing mercy, you can influence through your ma'isim or boisai. Hain for the fact that he sees it outright, hain for the fact that there's a school to it. As we see in this parasha, he showed me Yisrael Eyo, people were giving to their neighbors, and all of a sudden, the home Mitzrayim, Navayashilom, the home Mitzrayim were created to a matzah of givers. Mitzrayim weren't so much interested in giving to Klal Yisrael. Duch, this matzah the Klal were giving to each other, we created that. That rotzon came to fruition. And that's what can happen in a boysan. In a relationship with one and the other. I always say, so I always give advice sometimes in marriage also. When any relationship with a boysan, with a roommate, with a chover, he's not as giving as you, he's not as merciful as you, he doesn't look, okay, everybody grows up a different way, but how can I impress it upon him? So by telling him about it, or if I can't, by being angry at him, I don't know if it's going to work that way. Sometimes you can talk to him about it, and if he wants to change, he can change, but sometimes it's just the opposite of what I say. The more you give, and you try to impress upon the giving, and with the giving, you show what it means to give. To my opponent upon him, that's the way it works sometimes, that you're able to impregnate, you're able to put that rotzon, you're able to put that koyach that you have into the other person. You're able to influence that other place, and if the whole yeshiva gets together and starts working in the Ben Al-Khaveira or a group, it not only be'etzem them, the Mitzvah is that everybody's doing it together, but it creates an avirah, it creates an atmosphere that everybody wants to do that. And many times we want to change the atmosphere in a place or whatever, in a mokoy. So they think of this value, it could be if a few people start together, a group starts together, with sharing and giving and showing kindness to one another. So everybody gets involved in the act. That's something that's looked upon, first of all, as a mile in that yeshiva, so you set the standard for the yeshiva, but also the oifen schooling, like we learned this part, that oifen the schooler, that once you put it into the atmosphere, you create a rotzon like that in that mokoyim, the whole mokoyim now has dissolved and mishavet to that rotzon. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu made in the Bria. We can change the atmosphere of the Bria, once if we say the Beis HaLevi, the Parashas Noach, that they created that through their Averis, they contaminated the atmosphere. That even the animals were going to the other men. They were going to the other men. And I once saw an article in San Francisco. They said the male birds are hanging out with the male birds over there. It didn't make any sense. It's birds. They don't have any choice. That's the Matthias. What goes on there impregnates the atmosphere. So the mice, we understand why. The same way everybody said, Avs, Alvados, and Kedusha. The more kedusha you bring into one, you impregnate the air, that atmosphere, that mokoy. So the yeshiva, we want to have a yeshiva of giving, we want a yeshiva of kindness, of chesed, of being looking, of safe upon him, yafas, we spoke last week, a few weeks about. That person smiles at each other, that person gives a good feeling to each other. So you're saying, you know what?
Let him do it.
No, by him doing it, I'll get better. It's just the opposite. Rabbi Yoni writes, Gemara says, one of the midot, the Gemara says, they asked the different Talmidim, what's the midot that, a person should live by, we should follow, and should be the correct midot. So everyone said, leitzot, what's it, shochin toy? A person should be able to have a shochin toy. So everybody said, but make sure you have good neighbors, the good neighbor policy. Rabbi Yoni writes, be a shochin toy. Be a good neighbor. What's the pshat? How does that ensure a successful living? It says leiv tov, good. Shochin tov means have good neighbors, I would say. Well, shochin tov doesn't mean be a good neighbor. Teretz is, if you're a good neighbor, so then Be'ezah Hashem can impress upon others to be good. Once you can impress upon others, it creates a whole atmosphere, everybody is good. So you want to change the atmosphere, not by telling the other guy, you be good, not by telling the other guy, you have to do this. If you change, if you impress upon yourself to be a good person, to be a caring person, to be a giving person, Be'ezah Hashem, if a group does that together, that the whole Yisod is focused on giving to others, that creates the atmosphere, everybody wants to join, and both for schooling, the whole air is impregnated with that rutzen of giving, it becomes a mokoy, that everybody wants to give, everybody wants to do good, everyone wants to do chesed with each other. That's the purpose of the Bria verse. The Oilam Chesed Yibon HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of Chesed. That's what he wanted. And that's the Yisoid of Baruch Hu. I always say of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we open up the door of Baruch Hu. And we say, and now it's called Dichvin Yaseh V'Yeichel. Everybody who wants to eat, wants the Pshat of Baruch Hu. Why the night of Pesach? So I want to say, first of all, Pesach Kenegad Avram says the Torah in Simen Tov Yud Zayin. And therefore, Avad, the Yisoid of Pesach is Chesed. But the Yisod of Pesach being Chesed is Yisod, because this is the Briyas of the nation that Hashem wanted to take out, going to be care of Goy, and make them His nation. If it's His nation, they have to follow, it's going to be His nation, it's going to be the nation that is following the purpose of the creation, because God created the world, and He created it for a purpose. And the people who are going to carry out that purpose in a high form are the people that He chose, His chosen people. And therefore, we're the chosen people, we're the ones who have to carry out the purpose of creation in the highest form. So what was the world created for, Rabbi Yisrael? Oilam Chesed Yibane. In Mela, Pesach was this man when the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out, going to care of God. He chose us to be that nation that we're going to be, B'nei B'chor Yisrael, we're the nation that's chosen. So we have to carry out Shem's charge. Oilam Chesed Yibane. Give a Pesach. Kol Dichvin Yaseh V'Yeichel. Everybody come into the house on Pesach. Pesach represents Chesed. Pesach is the time to show the world what the creation was for. And then everybody come in. Kol Dichvin Yaseh V'Yeichel. Everybody come into our house and join us. Create an environment for everybody. So we have to create. We have to be the Shochin Tov. We have to be the good guys. But it's being the good guys, it'll better inspire everybody around us, whether by direct example that they see and they want to be like us, or indirect with the school that we learned today. When we do good things, the air becomes different around us and everybody wants to do good. Shizuch to Mekayim, that inyan of Oilam Chesed Yibane, the biggest Shishir Sitenu. Amen.